We've got the clearest picture yet of how the NBA will return, and we continue our trek to a championship in 2008 with the next two rounds before the NBA Finals. It's a Thursday Locked On Celtics. Millie, let's go! Rainy Jay's back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global but it got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly. John Corrales here of MassLive.com. Once again, thanking you for joining the show, downloading this podcast, and making it part of your daily routine. Appreciate you sticking through the podcast through all of these crazy times, and I'm hoping everybody is staying safe and healthy, and if you're choosing to protest, you're doing so in a healthy fashion, in a peaceful fashion, and making your stand and doing all of the things that we've talked about over the past couple of days. It's an important time. It's a dangerous time. I hope everybody is navigating it well, safely, and healthy, and we can affect the proper change that is necessary. As far as basketball goes, in this first segment, I will be talking about this planned return to the NBA season. This is brought to you today by RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com, and when they ask, "How did you hear about us?" right Locked On in that box. You're going to get an amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Also brought to you today by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market. Go to BuiltBar.com. Check out the label on the website. See what you're getting. It's the best tasting and best protein bar on the market. And at BuiltBar.com, you'll use the promo code Locked On to get $10 off your first purchase. The NBA is going to return, barring any unforeseen circumstances with the coronavirus. Still, you know, until we see it happening, we're not going to guarantee that anything is happening. However, we are, it's seemingly going to return in July with 22 teams, 13 Western Conference teams, 9 Eastern Conference teams. 8 regular season games are going to be played, and there will possibly be a play-in tournament. The vote for this is going to be on Thursday. It's possible by the time you listen to this podcast that the vote will have been done and we'll have a little bit more clarity. But at this point, according to multiple outlets, the NBA's Board of Governors will approve a league proposal on a 22-game format. This is, I'm reading from Woj's piece on ESPN. A 22-game format to restart the season in Orlando. Now, how will that look? Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? Basically, teams that are completely guaranteed out of the playoffs, Atlanta, Cleveland, Charlotte, Detroit, Golden State, they're going to be out. There's going to be the 13 teams in the West. They all had a plausible shot at a playoff spot. The 9 teams in the East had a plausible playoff spot. So Phoenix and Washington are in. So how does that mean? Well, what does that mean for a Boston Celtics return, a regular season? Well, there was a report that basically you're going to go down your regular schedule, and if you hit a team that's not there, then you just skip to the next team, which that's according to Yahoo's Vincent Goodwill. That seems like a general guideline, but there are kind of problems with that because Boston's next set of opponents is supposed to be Milwaukee, Washington, Toronto, Brooklyn, Washington, Memphis, and Portland. Okay, so that's, what's that, 7, 8 games there? Okay, but Orlando, they don't have Orlando on their schedule. Orlando, because of who they skip and how many times they skip teams, would have to play Boston twice. But Boston doesn't have Orlando on their list. So that makes it difficult to determine exactly what this schedule is going to be. There are a lot of posts out there with people looking at their team schedule and go, okay, here's the next set of games. Here are the games we're going to skip. Here's what it's going to look like. But it doesn't match up because some teams had a lower strength of schedule. They were facing worse teams, and the Celtics had a game, one game to skip, but Orlando has three games to skip. And so it's still not worked out exactly. But that's at least a guideline. That you can maybe look at the Celtics schedule, maybe look at the NBA schedule for the, I'm certainly not going to go through all of those things and try and piece it together. There is a program somewhere for this that would figure it out somehow. But the Celtics will get to play some amount of regular season games. And it looks like it may include games against like Toronto. Brooklyn, I don't think is going to be in. Oh, Brooklyn is going to be invited. I forgot that Brooklyn is like the 7th seed. I was going back to 2 years ago. Man, it's been a while since basketball has been around. Their ability to face teams that affect seeding could be helpful. You don't know exactly how this is going to pan out as far as the seeds go. It looks like the Celtics, with three games out of second, and remember they've lost the tiebreaker now to Toronto. I really don't expect the Celtics to move outside of the third, unless Toronto comes back and for some reason just can't win a game. I feel like 1-2-3 is probably set. 4-5-6 is going to be an issue, especially. The return and eight regular season games, that 5-6 Celtics Pacers, that actually might help Boston, because the way things have been going, Philly is sixth because they're tied with Indy, and Indy has the tiebreaker. But with eight regular season games, maybe Philly can come back and catch a little heat there, and the Pacers can drop down. Now, Celtics Pacers in the first round, that's not so bad. So that I think may be the most advantageous result for the Boston Celtics. Otherwise, it's, you know, whatever. I came on last week and said, hey, the group play thing made sense. I liked it, but I'm not married to any of these ideas. Each one has its merits. Each one has its detractors. So whichever one they choose is whichever one they choose. Someone's going to get screwed either way. There's no perfect solution. But this could be the one that maybe benefits the Celtics the most. If they go traditional seven-game series, then we can just pick up kind of sort of where we left off. But if the Celtics can avoid Philly, then that's probably better. And we can have this discussion another time about whether Philly, how big of a threat is Philly, but how, you know, how good a shape is Joel Embiid going to be in? It's hard to say with all of these things. I don't know. I haven't seen Joel Embiid. You know, we joke that he's probably not going to come back in shape, but maybe he is. Maybe he's going to come back in the best shape of his life for all we know. But in this scenario, you kind of want to go with what you know. And the Celtics can get past the Pacers. That's not going to be easy either. But the Celtics are a definitively better team than the Pacers. But that has questions. How's Victor Oladipo going to look? Is Victor Oladipo going to be healthier or rustier because he hasn't had the ability to play? It's going to be hard to say how that is totally impacted here. The other thing that I thought was kind of funny is that the top seeds suggested bringing their own courts to Orlando, like packing up like the Celtics part. I don't know if the Celtics were part of this, but it was a report that is out there. imagine packing up the parquet floor, driving it down to Orlando, having them disinfect it, and then throw that down for the Celtics, like, home court. It does bring up an interesting question, like, how are these courts going to look? There's going to be a big NBA logo in the middle of it. Are they going to allow teams to maybe bring their center court logos? Are they going to create center court logos for all of these teams and have, like, if it's the Celtics against the Pacers in a first round series and the Celtics have home court, you just make it a Celtics logo? And I have no idea how they're going to do that. There's still a lot of, like, minor details to work out, but we now have an idea that the playoffs could go until October 12th. That's a long time, but they could potentially go that late. That they'll start sometime in late July. And if that's the case, then teams will have this ability to slowly ramp up. Maybe there'll be preseason, quote unquote, preseason games, exhibition games to kind of get these guys going. Still a few details to work out. But at some point Thursday, we should learn what the plan is going to be. Basketball is coming back. And unless coronavirus has this vicious flame up and they don't feel safe even going into Disney World, then that might change. But I still feel like they're still going to do that. Regardless, I know there's an uptick in Florida, but I think they're going to feel good about getting to Florida, disinfecting Disney World, and getting in there and playing in this bubble. We'll see what the details are on Thursday. The details that I have for you on rockauto.com are pretty good. If you're a car guy, then this is going to be a great thing for you, because you can go to Rock Auto and get the same parts that you would get at a big chain store for 30, 50% less, maybe more. These exact same parts are sitting there in the rockauto.com warehouse and available to you at a lower price. Like, they give this example, a fuel pump assembly for a Honda Odyssey, a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey, that advance is $354 at rockauto.com, $217. Same thing. So why would you go spend all that extra money at the big chain stores? They have different price tiers for professional mechanics and for do-it-yourselfers. Why? It's the same part. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and reliably low. It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. If you go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts, you'll get those from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps to motor oil, even a new carpet. So if it's something simple like me, who's not really a big car guy, I can still go to rockauto.com and find the things that I need for my car. If you are a car person and you want to really get into the nitty-gritty, maybe you're rebuilding a classic car, go to rockauto.com. Their catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they see that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Our deep dives into Celtics history continue. We're really milking this 2007-2008 season. This discussion today is the next two rounds of the playoffs, the Cavaliers and the Pistons. I'm saving the Lakers for tomorrow. That series is all going to be, the finals is all going to be in the next podcast. So we'll begin again with Chuck McKinney, Mike Dinan of RedsArmy.com, and our discussion of the next two rounds of the playoffs, and beginning with the Cavs.
It got worse because then they had to face LeBron James and the Cavs, which another series that went to seven games, and another series where the Celtics couldn't win on the road. And it was just another. Now, you can chalk up the Atlanta stuff, but now you're losing to the Cavs on the road, and you're setting yourself up for another Game 7, which turned out to be an epic Game 7. This was a little more nervous for this game. And at that point, LeBron wasn't quite the LeBron that he is now. But that was still like a crazy series. And you didn't really want to get to that Game 7 against LeBron. That one was, you're really glad that happened at home.
Yeah, LeBron averaged 27, 6, and 8, two steals. I mean, he wasn't the LeBron we know, but goddamn, he was good.
Yeah,
he had been to the finals already at that point. And, you know, you don't want to get into a Game 7, like you said, Chuck, where anything can happen and have to worry about LeBron going off. And they couldn't win. The Celtics could not win in Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland doesn't have the allure of Atlanta. You know, what were they doing? Visiting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too much? Or, you know, what were they, tired from that? Or, but anyway, again, a nerve-wracking Game 7. And, yeah, it did turn out to be an epic game. Fortunately, we remember it fondly because we won. But Pierce in that game, he had probably the best game of his career.
Yep.
You know, he did everything. He matched LeBron every step of the way. And that is why it became one of the classic games of Celtics history.
Paul Pierce. I mean, one of the bright spots to the pandemic is seeing all of these classic games being rebroadcast. And I've seen this Game 7 a few times now over the last few months. And obviously him going toe to toe with LeBron, but I think the signature play in this, I mean, there's a couple. Pierce's signature play is probably that loose ball off the jump ball that he, you know, just watching the rebroadcast of the game and just Pierce kind of knowing where he needed to be. It was really just using his veteran savvy to kind of jump the route and anticipate where the tip was going to go, and be able to corral the ball and get to the ground and call a timeout or get the benefit. So that was his signature play. I mean, I think he finished up with 41 points. So he was electric, but you know, that was the play that really kind of stuck out. And, PJ Brown's like whatever it was, 18 foot jumper with a few minutes to go. You know, buckets were scarce, but that turned out to be a big basket too.
Yeah, the PJ Brown bucket was big, but that is like the signature moment of that series is Pierce on the ground with the ball, kind of pumping his fist like in celebration. You know, you can see him lining up if you watch the play. It's Zydrunas Ilgauskas going up against James Posey, so pretty clear that Ilgauskas is going to win this tip. And there's LeBron and I don't know who's got on his team. Is that Zerbiak? There's two Cavs, LeBron and somebody else. So it's very clear that's where Ilgauskas is going to go. And the jump ball is like sort of botched. And like if it just went up normally, it might not have given Pierce the time that he needed. But because Ilgauskas needed two tips to knock it to the spot where he wanted, Pierce was, you could see him before the ball even goes up, he's kind of like leaning in that direction. And he gets in front of LeBron very quickly, gets in between him and I think Garnett might have committed a foul, but but he gets in between, tips the ball, dives for it, and as he's on the ground with the ball, there's every other Celtic is calling timeout, and they get the timeout, and Pierce then just goes into his celebration. The Celtics are now, at this point, up 3 with 58 seconds to go. And he knows how big a play that is, because that took away a possession by the Cavs basket and now gave the Celtics the ball back. So that was a monster play.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the fourth quarter box score of this game. And P.J. Brown played 10 minutes, had 6 points in the fourth quarter on three of three field goals. So, I mean, that's a 38-year-old doing that. You know, it's a guy you picked up in right before the, you know, whatever it was, the trade deadline or March. Just a huge impact. Does anyone remember why Ray Allen only played a couple minutes of the fourth quarter?
I don't.
I don't remember.
Maybe
Posey was in. Posey
played a lot, and it could have been to guard LeBron. But according to this Basketball Reference box score, Paul, KG, Rondo, Posey, and PJ Brown all played 10 to 12 minutes in that quarter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Ray Allen didn't play. I don't remember that because he played plenty in game one of the Pistons series, so it's not like he was hurt or anything, but I don't know. I have not seen this game recently, so I'd have to go back and rewatch that. I don't know why. Maybe it was just defensive. Maybe it was just a defensive move. I don't know.
Follow us on our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram.
As you guys might know, I used to play basketball. I like to work out. I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm pretty in tune with a lot of the things that you need to do for working out, exercising, putting on mass, dropping weight, whatever it is, whatever your goals are. And I know nutrition is a big part of it. And part of that nutrition is protein supplement, and it's hard to get a protein supplement that's not chalky, that's not some crazy powder, something that tastes terrible, but you can get protein from something delicious like a Built Bar. Built Bar is going to give you somewhere between 15 to 20 grams of protein, which you can use as a meal replacement, which you can use after a workout, especially if you've gone and you've lifted and the muscles, the fibers have been torn and your body needs the protein to rebuild them so you can build those muscles. Protein is a big part of it. Get that into your body immediately after a workout. You do it with a Built Bar. It's like you're eating a candy bar. It's covered in chocolate. But in those 20 grams of protein like I'm getting when I have the peanut butter protein bar, I'm not even getting 200 calories. So I'm not messing things up by throwing too many calories into the mix because I don't want to add too much weight. I'm also trying to cut. Go to BuiltBar.com. Check it out for yourself. If you've got a nut allergy, there are nut-free options. If you've got gluten sensitivity, there's gluten-free. You have different flavors, fruit, chocolate, peanut butter, and you can go and check the labels. They put the labels right on the website, so you can compare some of the other popular brands, and you'll see all the protein you want, not a ton of calories, no extra sugars, no extra carbs. I'm buying these things now with my own money. The free box they gave me is gone, and I went back and bought some myself. And I used the promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com, and I got $10 off my first order. So you do the same thing. BuiltBar.com, $10 off your first order of the best-tasting protein bar on the market. So the Celtics get past the Cavs, and then they have to face the Detroit Pistons. And so two things happen in this Pistons series that kind of change the way I think we all feel. It's kind of weird. First of all, the Celtics lose at home for the first time in these playoffs. So Detroit came in and stole one. And I remember after that, it's like, well, shit, the Celtics can't win on the road in the playoffs. This might be bad. But then they go to Detroit and immediately win on the road for the first time. So now it's like, oh, well, they can win on the road. So everything's good. And the Celtics, in fact, do that twice. And for the first time in these playoffs, win a series in six.
That game six that they won in Detroit, if you remember, Posey made the big play of that game. The Pistons were rallying, and it was late in the game, and they had the ball after a rebound, and Posey snuck up, I think it was on Richard Hamilton, and knocked the ball away from him. That was the clincher. That was the play that stopped the momentum for Detroit, and the Celtics closed out the series.
That was, you know, in this entire playoff run, it's funny, that's the series I remember the least.
Same.
You know, it's like, why? Like, it's wild that, like, by the time they got there, it felt like once they won that road game, I was like, oh, we're good. And so it felt like that was the easiest series. Well, it was. They won it in six. Well, I don't know. I guess you could say the series against the Lakers, the finals was somewhat easy, but I'm like ready to gloss over the conference finals because that Pistons series, I was like, it felt like the Celtics were finally like becoming the Celtics.
Sorry, I'm distracted because I'm trying to figure out why Ray Allen only played 29 minutes, and I think it was because he had some type of injury, whether it was to his eye or to his ankle, that had him going in and out of the locker room. So there was some sort of,
I remember something about the eye.
There was something that happened to him. So it wasn't strictly based off of Doc's preference to play Posey. So I think something was up with Ray physically. But anyway, that was really bothering me. So pardon my distractive. But anyway, I agree with you 100% on kind of overlooking the Pistons, and it didn't, you know, I mean, it's still Detroit. We want to, you know, we still have a lot of hatred for that franchise. And it just, I don't know, didn't seem as sweet. And because it wasn't a game seven, or because, like you said, it was a little bit easier. But yeah, I don't recall. I don't have any, well, I have vivid memories of the other, especially that Cavs series. I don't, unlike Mike, have specific memories of, and it could have been my alcohol intake in that series. Could have been high. So maybe, although I do recall the finals quite well. So, but anyway.
Well, you know, they need to show a replay of one of the games from that Pistons series, like game six. I'd love to watch that game again, but they don't have it, or they have not had it so far in the NBC Sports Boston lineup. Now, lately they've been repeating the ones that they've already shown a couple of times. So if they had that one, it would be good. Maybe they don't have it for some reason, but it would be a good one to watch. And then you get some of the memories back from that series.
The Friday podcast will be the NBA Finals and the championship that the Boston Celtics won in 2007-2008. We'll also talk about the whatever gets approved by the Board of Governors on Thursday. So that will be a little bit more clarity, a lot more clarity, like all the clarity we want on the plan for the NBA's return. That's coming up tomorrow. The championship is coming up tomorrow. So subscribe to this podcast if you haven't by now. Please do so, because then you'll get this podcast directly to your device and you won't have to wait for a tweet. So do that. Share with your friends, tell them that they should be listening, give a good 5-star rating, give a good written review. Also, thanks to our sponsors. Please go to rockauto.com. If you are a car person trying to rebuild a car, if you just need a couple of things, don't go to one of those big chain stores, because rockauto.com is going to have everything that you need, everything that they might not even have in stock, and it's going to be at a reliably low price. Go to rockauto.com, see everything that they have for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Also, Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, covered in chocolate, not a lot of calories, all the protein you want, no extra carbs, no extra sugars. Check it out at BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On to get $10 off your first purchase. Now, tell your smart device to play the latest episode of Locked On NBA.